This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right now on the line, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
How's it going?
How we doing, guys?
We're doing okay. I don't know if you've heard already, but we were just talking about this, is Ernie Zampezi has passed away, and I was kind of hoping. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm bringing that information, and I hate to put you on the spot, and if it's not a good time, I understand, but I'm hoping you could tell us about what he meant to this organization over the years.
Absolutely. Well, it's first of all, it is the first I've heard of it, and, you know, Ernie was so special to our family, to Jerry and myself in particular, but to, you know, the entire Cowboys family, the organization, and, you know, certainly, you know, he just was such an easy transition when Norv, who walked in here and done such a great job with Troy and getting us to, you know, winning Super Bowls, and then to be able, and, you know, Norv teed it up for us to transition right into Ernie was just, you know, as smooth as it gets. And of course, Norv was a student under Ernie, and but Ernie is, you know, to this day, one of the best, if not the best, in the business in terms of developing quarterbacks and, you know, designing and developing Super Bowl championship offenses. And, you know, he was not only a great coach, but a great individual, somebody Jerry and I really cherish being around. You know, he had a certain angst. I always remember is back when Jerry and I almost always rode the team plane. He had a real serious fear, angst, anxiety to fly. Mm. And he really had to get himself in the right frame of mind to get on an airplane. But, you know, he was just a joy. And certainly I know he will be missed. You know, got to know his son real well, his son as well, real well. And certainly my prayers go out to the entire Zampezi family. And, you know, certainly one of the great men in the history of the NFL.
Stephen, you guys have a lot to get accomplished in the next couple of days here as far as getting this roster down to 53. What do you think the position is that's given you the most difficulty of saying, we got too many good players here that we got to look at?
Well, we've got some moving parts here, and there's a lot of ways, you know, with all the rules concerning how you work your roster. Certainly there's, you know, guys who are going to be on our roster for a day and then move over to the, you know, injured reserve designated to return. And, you know, we got certainly a guy like Damone Clark who's going right over there and then will be eligible to return after 4 games. And you got guys like Tyron Smith and Washington who will be on for a day and then move over to that category. So there's ways to, you know, to strategize and get those guys over and hopefully not have to expose some of the young guys you were concerned about. But, you know, it is a roster, I believe, with a lot of young depth. And defensively, you know, it's probably more weighted toward the defensive side of the ball in terms of our numbers situation. I think we've got great depth as you know, the fronts, the linebackers and the back end. You know, it's been a very competitive camp. I think it's made for a real strong camp and feel good about where our football team is.
Does the perception of lack of preparedness at tackle bother you at all? Because I know a lot of people have been saying that, and I get the sense that y'all don't agree that y'all were not prepared for injury contingencies with Tyron Smith.
Yeah, you know, that's why we drafted, you know, at the end of the day, why we did draft Tyler Smith. You know, and I think we were very much on record as saying we thought he was going to be our future left tackle. We were looking for ways to get him on the field, sooner, and thought, you know, with Tyron coming into camp healthy, Tyron's one of the best in the business when healthy, if not the best. And that's why we had, you know, we're playing him at guard. But I think he's, we really think his long-term future in the NFL is left tackle. That's why we drafted him in the first round to ultimately be our future left tackle. And, you know, I feel good about where that is. And then, of course, we're getting, well, let's go back here. You know, you hate he missed 2 or 3 weeks of camp, but, you know, obviously felt good about him. And Ball is really his, he's almost a rookie. He didn't hardly get to pad up any last year. And, you know, he's made progress in camp. So, feel good about that. And certainly the interior spots with Connor McGovern, I think he's had a really solid camp. And Farniak and those type of players, we, you know, feel good about where we're going and what our situation looks like. Now, you know, I say it always, we're always looking to upgrade our roster, and certainly, we'll look to continue to make ourselves better. It's, you know, certainly the offensive line is one where we aren't necessarily loaded with depth there, but certainly something that we'll continue to look at as things come to fruition here over the next 2 or 3 days, as teams are going to have to expose a lot of players, and we'll look at that and look at the veterans that are out there and see if we need to, beef up right there.
Steven, is it Tyler Smith? Is he going to be able to practice today, tomorrow? Is he feeling healthy right now?
Yes, he's ready to go. And barring something unforeseen to start practice, he was a green light to start practice today.
Is the plan at the moment for Tampa, for your left tackle, then, to be an in-house person?
The plan is for it to be an in-house person.
Okay. All right. And I was kind of curious on your thoughts. We didn't get to see a lot of Anthony Barr. What did you feel about Anthony Barr's first game out there during this preseason run?
Well, Anthony Barr is an established veteran in this league that's played at very high levels. And, we didn't want to, he came into camp in midstream, and we didn't want to expose him to, too much right away. So it was by design that we didn't, overuse him, but feel great about what he's going to do to help our defense out.
How are we feeling about I know a lot of people talk about the depth, but I guess the strength of the wide receiving core, and how does that work in cooperation with tight ends and how many y'all might carry there?
Well, I think, it's pretty well documented, starting to seem like these two young tight ends have certainly come through for us. We drafted Ferguson in the fourth, and he's been everything and more we could have hoped for. And then, of course, getting Hendershot as a college free agent, I think, is starting to look like a real value for us. And, he's really stepped up. And as you saw the other night, made plays, and game's not too big for him. He's competitive. And I just feel like those three tight ends have really earned their way on to being a big part of this season. And then, the receiver numbers are we've got some young guys who have really been competitive out there. And when you look at obviously Noah had a solid camp from start to finish, and then you had Simi coming on and Houston coming on and Tolbert playing well. So we really feel like we've got a good group out there. And then, of course, you've got Turpin, who's shows how dynamic he can be as a returner. And then certainly Kellen can use him in situations on the offensive side.
Now, Steven, a couple of weeks ago, my co-host Kevin, his wife gave birth to their first child together.
And
the grandbaby that just came into the world. Is there a chance y'all get hook up for play dates?
Oh, we should. We actually should. I'd never thought it'd be like this, but in terms of just how crazy I'd be about a baby at this point in my life. But when I got my hands on my first grandbaby, which is a granddaughter, it was incredible. So So happy for my daughter and her husband, Cameron. And we did bring Eugene Elizabeth into the world, and thrilled to have her.
I know we probably shouldn't do this with kids, but do you already create scouting reports for how different kids could project to the NFL? My son was born very large. I start to wonder if he could play offensive line. That's not right to do, though, right?
Of course not, but I've got mine already slated to be either an All-American volleyball player she's pretty long, or a lacrosse player, so I can already see she's got the eye of the tiger.
He says, Kevin, 365, 24/7, 365 yeah. Talent evaluation. So always, no matter what age.
All right. Well, that's how we're doing things. We appreciate it very much, good sir. Look forward to talking with you all season long right here on The Fan.
Hey, great to be on with you guys. And congratulations on the baby.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. There you go, Stephen Jones. Perhaps the most noteworthy thing right there is Tyler Smith is cleared. He's good to go. And when you talk about in-house candidates, that's the in-house candidate. Like, with all due respect to the rest of the way this is playing out, it's him.
Yeah, and that's the plan. That's the plan. It's going to be that on the first game. As of right now, they want to make sure that's it, and that's the future of this team. So, as I think Mickey wrote this in his headline for his story on the Cowboys website, the future is now. At that position.
And in case you were wondering, at this point now, because of some of the things he said, I would be shocked if Hendershot didn't make this team. Like, I know a lot of people already were trending in that direction. But then the interesting part is when he talked about, you know, Fehoko, Brown, Houston, you get to a numbers point where I don't know how all three of those are going to work, at least initially, especially because he said James Washington, Tyron Smith, they'll be on the roster for one day before you switch them over to the IR. So you will see some people get cut that they're clearly already looking to bring back.
Just figure out how to manipulate this roster, Kevin, the best we can, all right?
Okay, I'm in on it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and I'm very concerned, Corey. Coming up next, what is the segment that you have in mind?
Kevin had a child, Mike, and he explains in deep detail every moment of childbirth and fatherhood with his new baby. We'll see how it goes next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.